The 1924 Immigration Act was a quota limiting immigration in people of Eastern and Southern Europe. It put an end to the open-door borders in America. The act declared that in order to get naturalization, that you had to be white or of African descent. DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Wikipedia says it is an immigration policy that allows people who were brought here to the U.S. illegally as children to have 2 years to get a deferred action from deportation. These people can get work permits in the U.S. to be qualified for the program. They can have no felonies or no serious misdemeanors. This did not help them to get citizenship. Trump's travel ban lowered the number of refugees to be allowed in the U.S. When this was signed, it kept refugees from entering the U.S. for 120 days. It also kept Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia, seven predominantly Muslim countries, out. When Trump signed the travel ban, the world got fired up in a big debate. Should Trump have signed the travel ban and kept these people out, or is this illegal and unconstitutional? It fits the exclusionary inclusive visions of America. These three things pull together on exclusionary and inclusive visions of America. Some people want America to be seen as more American, and others believe that we should let immigrants in. The 1924 Immigration Act put limits on immigration, but did not ban immigrants. What are your opinions on DACA and Trump's travel ban?
I think Trump's travel ban is unfair to those that haven't done wrong in the past. And I think DACA is great to help children that were brought here with no help.
The 1924 Immigration Act was a quota limiting immigration in people of Eastern and Southern Europe. It put an end to the open-door borders in America. The act declared that in order to get naturalization, that you had to be white or of African descent. DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Wikipedia says it is an immigration policy that allows people who were brought here to the U.S. illegally as children to have 2 years to get a deferred action from deportation. These people can get work permits in the U.S. to be qualified for the program. They can have no felonies or no serious misdemeanors. This did not help them to get citizenship. Trump's travel ban lowered the number of refugees to be allowed in the U.S. When this was signed, it kept refugees from entering the U.S. for 120 days. It also kept Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia, seven predominantly Muslim countries, out. When Trump signed the travel ban, the world got fired up in a big debate. Should Trump have signed the travel ban and kept these people out, or is this illegal and unconstitutional? It fits the exclusionary inclusive visions of America. These three things pull together on exclusionary and inclusive visions of America. Some people want America to be seen as more American, and others believe that we should let immigrants in. The 1924 Immigration Act put limits on immigration, but did not ban immigrants. What are your opinions on DACA and Trump's travel ban?
I think Trump's travel ban is unfair to those that haven't done wrong in the past. And I think DACA is great to help children that were brought here with no help.